This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. On the line with me is Stephen Smith of Intel. He's the Vice President and Director of Desktop Platform Operations. And one of the new announcements from Intel, among many announcements from that company, Quad-Core. Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Jason, happy to be with you this afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Let's talk about the notion of adding more cores and what this means for computing in general.
If you go back a couple of years, we expect to be able to deliver about a 10x, a whole decade of improvement in performance if you reflect from the year 2000 until the end of this decade. And the way we're doing that increasingly is moving from where we've been traditionally, which are processors with a single computing core, to processors with multiple computing cores. We delivered the first one of these in the industry in a desktop platform about a year and a half ago. What's right up and coming on the horizon are the world's first quad-core processors that we expect to deliver in desktops and also in servers by the end of this year. And our approach there is, given the power constraints and the cost constraints of a modern PC, the most efficient way to deliver that performance is to use all those transistors available to us to implement a processor design that has multiple cores. So it fits into the same kind of socket that you're used to seeing in a PC, but instead of having a single compute core, we've gone to two over the last year and a half, and now very soon we expect to go to four physical compute cores in a single socket. So you get absolute leadership performance in the form factor and the kind of cost infrastructure you're used to seeing in a PC.
When you talk about leadership in an industry, it seems like this is pretty sophisticated technology just for desktop users. What does that mean for a desktop user that they would actually have access to a quad core in your desktop or even in your laptop?
If you look at one of the biggest trends we see, it's the transition of all the entertainment content from the old-fashioned analog or, if you will, a hard format into a soft format that's distributed over the internet and or stored in your PC and played in your PC. Multimedia applications are inherently something that one can thread into several pieces, and those multimedia applications just run faster on a multi-core desktop.
I guess what I'm trying to get at here, Steve, and maybe I'm not doing a very good job asking the question, is, we think of some of the most sophisticated things that are happening in chips and happening in computing, happening on the server and on the supercomputer level, and it seems like what Intel has done is, in a sense, it's sort of the race car technology that finally gets into your car at home. And that's kind of the connection that I'm wondering. Maybe it's not quite really there. Maybe I'm reaching, but that's kind of what I'm wondering.
I think you're on an excellent point here. The exciting thing about our design approach is that we can provide that technology in a server platform, which we intend to do, and in a high-end desktop client platform at essentially the same time, because it's based off of our Core 2 processor design and built in high volume already with our 65-nanometer technology. So we have a unique approach to build quad-core with a multi-chip package and be able to deliver it from a system perspective into the same socket while using the volume manufacturing technology that we have in place. One of Intel's advantages is that we have our 65-nanometer process technology in high volume. We've been delivering that for almost a year, and we're building very high quantities of dual-core products, and especially the ones based on our Core 2. So we can use that same manufacturing line. We can use the transistor densities for 65 nanometer. We can use the power efficiency of our Core 2 microprocessor design, and we can use the power efficiency of our 65 nanometer technology, pull those things together, and then we can ship what is the world's best desktop processor for these threaded applications, and that allows us to be first with this quad core, both for server and for desktops.
It seems like the market is so used to, and when I say the market, I'm actually talking about users, are so used to having, you know, bigger promises than can be delivered, whether it's an OS or a certain kind of software or a certain kind of online service or whatever. But now we look at quad core. Are we going to pretty much feel a significant increase in performance when we start using these PCs?
Yeah. The good news is that we've been working with the software developers and the software industry, if you will, for about 10 years to get the basic concepts of threading into operating systems. We work with Microsoft, for example, such that Windows XP had all of that capability when we introduced hyper-threading and then dual core, and we'll expect to have that support in place from day one on quad core. Similar on open source, you know, Linux distributions and such, we expect those to be ready for the multi-core transitions because we've been doing that work for a long period of time. So the first thing you'll see is that for multitasking, when you have multiple things running, you should already have a wonderful experience with Core 2. Now you can put a more demanding application in place with a quad core, something where you're doing media transcoding and still have bandwidth available for multitasking. So for any particular task, if you're just running that alone, if it's not a multi-threaded task, you'll see essentially the same response that you see today with a dual core. But for those real demanding workloads, filtering a photo, rendering media, if you're in a business application doing a complex financial calculation where you really care about the response time, you'll see all those things just improve dramatically, and the other tasks are still going to be running just as you expect them in the background.
And this final question, let's talk about IDF. Obviously, when you come to these events like this, it's really great when there's just been a bunch of home runs hit before you come to the plate. But now that you're coming to the plate on at IDF coming up next week on Tuesday, talking about quad core for the next two or three days, how do you expect the announcement to be received?
Well, we're excited with IDF coming up because we're clearly already in a leadership position. Unquestioned leadership on desktop, mobile, and our volume server with our core-based products today. And the thing that we'll be talking about is where we're going for the coming year. That's what we usually speak to at IDF. Our goal there is in the developer forum is to engage the industry, the people who build systems, the people who build software, the people who get it out to you and me as consumers. Let them know what the key trends are, what's up and coming. So, you know, we'll highlight quad core. We'll also highlight just the general trend to more energy-efficient computing across the board, be it leadership in notebooks for battery life, in desktops for, you know, performance and power, and servers also for performance and power. So I think you'll see that as one of our key themes at the developer forum also. As the computing world matures, people are looking to do more and more per area, per energy spent, and they're more demanding. I think in the end, all of us want a computer that is responsive to us. If it's the notebook sitting in front of me or the desktop at home or at the office editing video, or if it's a server providing something the other side of the Internet. And what Intel Developer Forum is all about is, you know, talking about where we are going and where collectively the industry will go to you know, provide that more responsive computing environment.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Okay, appreciate it, Jason, and we look forward to seeing you and to our announcements at the Developer Forum next week.
Stephen Smith is the Vice President and Director of Desktop Platform Operations at Intel. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.